Yeah, so if you want to get started, Paula.
Okay, okay. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, very clearly.
Okay, I want to say hello to everybody first. Nice meeting you even remotely. I would like to be in the States, but it's very far, so I'm excited and a little bit emotional about talking to you live. It's a very short presentation today, and it's about one of the perspectives that I've come across in this ontology, big ontology domain. There are many aspects that are impacting our work and my research interests, but one of them is definitely this applied development issue. What I've noticed, and is something that I'm really interested in getting your feedback on, is that when we're working on developing an ontology or applying an ontology, we are looking at two aspects of the same process. Or when we are thinking of using an ontology which has been already developed, we see something that maybe could or should have been slightly different. There is some feedback which doesn't go into the loop of creating the ontology. So after a lot of thinking, I've decided that one part of the problem is combining the different engineering approaches. I'm saying that this is, I really need the feedback from the community because it's a very complex, it's a very simple presentation and a very simple issue on the one hand, but it's also complex because it requires bringing together a lot of activities which have been carried out separately until now. What has been bothering me to some extent is that we are building information systems which are knowledge-based systems or increasingly becoming knowledge-based systems. And if somebody disagrees with that, I'd like to hear that. And still, we are not integrating the different methodologies. Just, I'm assuming that most of you know what I'm talking about, but a quick rundown. I am on slide one. Ontology is becoming central to intelligent systems development, and I'm sure there is no doubt about that. Ontology engineering methodologies and software engineering methodologies activities are carried out separate. This is what I found out. So we are still thinking, oh, we have to build a system, and we first have to build the ontology. And by contrast, we say we have to build the ontology, and then we build the system. Somehow, and also, I'm glad that I'm building on the perspective that others are giving, including Peter Yin, who says, well, you know, there is a Tao of things. Maybe we should look at an integrated approach. On slide three, I summarize some of the methodologies that I've looked at. To some extent, I would say not in detail, because I've decided to just summarize my first analysis. I'd like to do so in more detail later. But for my first analysis, and I have sent a link to a paper where I, for those of you who are interested, the paper has been circulated to the list. And if someone is interested, can reach me later and I can show it to you. In this paper, there are some pictures, some diagrams representing some of the methodologies, the steps in each methodology. And by looking at some of the main ones, I have noticed that there is some, how do you say, they're not necessarily synchronized in a, or optimized, I would say. I'm not the only one who sees a problem with ontology methodologies. It's a known open issue. There are some papers which I list in the references which clearly point the finger at some problems after a careful study. But I think more or less all of us come to face the question that ontologies are abstract. Maybe there is a lot of effort in developing an ontology and then people cannot easily use them. There is a lot of study preparation work. It's not immediate. And by contrast, we have a reality where people are developing applications fairly, how would you say, fairly casually. People are get together, they develop an application, they roll it out, and it works. So, and one particular gap which I've noticed is that a lot, in particular, you may have seen the paper on these, what was it, the Sahana example of the open source emergency response. That gave me an opportunity to observe an open source development reality of rapid development when people put together an application, and they not only they don't have an ontology to reference, but also they are finding it difficult to understand what ontologies are and why should they know. And that's one of the tasks that obviously I'm taking on. So amongst the various issues which are pointed out in research, I have come across some examples in person. I'm sure all of you in different circumstances will have found that these methodologies need to be made a bit more agile, perhaps. In my engineering studies, I have studied knowledge acquisition and knowledge analysis. In particular, I'm familiar with CADS methodology, knowledge analysis and design. A supporter of requirements analysis and specification and usability engineering. I know Tom Gruber referred to usability thing as a bit of a eccentric, but it's there. We are here, the users. I mean, actually, I'm glad that somebody at the beginning, maybe Mike, mentioned it. We are not here just to build ontologies. We are here to because we use them and we have trouble sometimes. So the suggestion, which is fairly superficial at this stage, but I think it links in a lot of other things which are being discussed, is the that other activities from other practices. I'm now on slide five. Other engineering practices, requirements engineering, knowledge engineering, user standard engineering, or usability engineering are now developing and becoming more specified. And I would like to see activities from these practices integrated in ontology engineering and vice versa. I would like to see ontology engineering as an activity of other software engineering methods because it would not make sense to keep this separate at this stage. It makes it very difficult, and obviously it makes the methodology incomplete in one aspect or the other. The task is very huge, and it's not easy, and this is just the beginning of looking at things in this way. Of course, I'd like to stress that we need to be aware of this open source and distributed collaborative environment when designing our methods. It's one thing is to work with the team of trained people with specific skills in a room, very close-knit, can talk and see face-to-face. Another thing is to work with people all over the world, speak different languages, have different ideas. The communication is not always straightforward, so we need to take that into account. I don't know how I'm doing for minutes, but this is more or less.
There's actually 2 minutes.
I have to say. Eh?
You have 2 minutes if you want to.
Okay. I'd like to leave the 2 minutes for questions and comments, if any.
Okay. Any questions?
I want to hear
comments?
People who disagree with this approach or who are surprised or puzzled or have questions, whether this may or may not be useful.
Do we have any questions, comments?
This is Paul Cook from U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. I'm connected with a group called the Council for Regulatory Environmental Modeling, and I'm looking at a variety of environmental models that are of interest to the agency. And I would just like to concur with the notion here that there is a need for what Paula's calling integrating ontology development with software development, insofar as the class of models that I'm interested in is concerned. That is, what I see is a code development process, and then after the fact, I see documentation being developed to explain what the code is intended to do. And the notion that we can start representing the or build a representation of the concepts within the code as it's being developed would be helpful, so that in the end, for example, it is a rather straightforward process to identify the variables within the model and how they are related to one another, at least in terms of cause and effect.
Okay, thank you.
I just wanted to say, I think this is a nice example of some of the work that can go into an elaboration of the one pragmatic dimension from the framework document in terms of the design methodology. The notes there just simply had top-down, bottom-up, very coarse characterization, but these notes here show there's a lot more richness in terms of different properties, different kinds of methodologies that are used in ways of distinguishing ontologies that way.
Yeah, I'm glad that's coming across. It's the idea that there are a lot of facets, and each engineering methodology specializes in modeling one or addressing some issues or some requirements. I have the feeling that given the complexity of the reality and the systems that we are aiming for, or the environment, the complexity of the environments that the systems have to live in, physical and virtual, then we need to put all these things that we are learning, or we have learned in the last 10, 20, 30 years together. But to develop one big methodology could not be easy, because then you may end up with this monster. But we have to remember that it's got to be agile, modular. I sometimes mention ad hocism, which is like use things as you need them, and not, if you don't need them, just leave them behind. It's not going to be easy, but I think this is what we should be working on. I'm glad you agree. Thank you so much for listening.
Yes, thank you, Paula.
I will keep on listening on Skype.